Happy Friday, KMA Land. I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, and I'm here to close out this week on the Double X Factors topic of how to find your what's next. Now, there's this great blog post by Brené Brown about how people call what happens in midlife a, quote, crisis. But it's not. It's an unraveling. A time when you're challenged to let go of who you think you're supposed to be and embrace who you are. Now, finding my what's next has always been super easy for me. All through life, the next thing that lit me up always appeared. Back in 1980, I attended the Montgomery County Fair, where I watched a demonstration of something called Jazzercise by Red Oak's hometown girl turned franchise, Judy Missett. Now, at that moment, I knew with complete certainty that becoming an instructor of this program was my what's next. It led me to an over 30-year passion for helping people feel good, laugh, and move their bodies in a fun, dancey way. Then, after working in various forms of media all throughout Southwest Iowa, like newspaper, billboard, agency work, along with a couple of short stints of selling cars, long story for another time, I heard there was a sales job open at KMA. I applied. I followed up to tell the general manager then that I really wanted that job. And it led me to what has so far been a 31 career with a company I love and care for deeply. I knew it was my what's next. Same thing happened when I moved to Shenandoah from Red Oak in 1994. I got a tip that a house was for rent on West Street. I went there and I thought to myself, oh, if I could only get this place. It's perfect for me. Well, thankfully, George Zwickel was okay with me having a dog, and this place was mine. Same kind of story with the house I live in now for over 24 years. I knew that I knew that I knew it was the one. It's the what's next for me. So when I've come up against an indecision or a feeling like I don't know what to do next, this is kind of foreign territory for me. My unraveling, as Brené Brown calls it, has called many, many things into question for me. Who am I now that much of my family is gone? Who am I now that my soul is willing to teach Jazzercise, but my body has other ideas? What's my what's next to make a difference somehow? Now, when we don't feel like we have a what's next to go to, we can start to feel pretty stuck. And then your brain can go into overdrive, trying to figure things out. But this is opposite of how to find your next right step. Despair can seep in, making it more impossible to find your answer. My coach suggests this idea in these times. Think of yourself in a holding pattern, like an airplane that's going to land, but it can't land right at the moment. You will land, just not right now. The holding pattern is temporary. Rest. Let things percolate. Just get curious. Make some notes of what you want, what fires you up, and sit with it. Then the inspired action will come. Now, next week, Spencer and I are going to roll out a whole new topic, and we always thank you for listening. Till next week, later!